Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, as promised, guys, the Unrivaled League is on its way. It's the Ladies League 3-on-3, so we will break it all down, the rosters. We'll talk about the coaches as well, all the investors, how it came about, all the things. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, I had promised this for a little while, but I said, you know what? Let me do a special episode talking about this new league that's coming about. So we'll break it all down, all the indications as far as the season, the playoffs, the rosters, and some other little news and tidbits as well. So without any further delay, let's get right into it. Guys, the Unrivaled League is here. This is a league that was created by Breonna Stewart of the New York Liberty and also Nafisha Collier, who was a teammate of hers back in the UConn days, but she plays with the Minnesota Lynx. And of course, these two teams went to the finals this past season in the WNBA. But nonetheless, they are the two masterminds behind this league, both Stewie and Nafisha. This league is going to be a 3-on-3 league, and it's going to consist of six teams, guys. It's going to be six teams, and those teams are going to play 14 games. And from there, we'll determine amongst the top four teams who will make the playoffs or not. The season starts in 5 days, actually. It'll start on January 17th, and it's going to go all the way through March, actually. March 10th is the last day of their season. And then they'll have a semifinals that will take place. It's just a one-game semifinals, one-game finals. And that will take place on March 16th. And your finals will take place the following day on March 17th. The game is going to be seven quarters each, four quarters, obviously. And each roster consists of six players. And we will go through the different rosters. I'll talk about other things on top of that as well. So this is how it breaks down, guys. You have the Laces. And that team consists of, oddly enough, Jackie Young. She'll be on that team, as well as Tiffany Hayes, also of Las Vegas Aces fame, Kayla McBride from the Minnesota Lynx, Alyssa Thomas, the engine, of course, for the Connecticut Sun, Kate Martin. She'll be playing on that team as well. She used to be an Ace. Now she's a Golden State Valkyrie, thanks to the expansion draft. And then Stephanie Dulcet, also known as Big Mama Steph, and she played last year with the Washington Mystics. So that is your Laces team. Your Lunar Owls, that's another team, obviously. That will be headed by Nafisha Collier, so this is her team. And she'll have on her team Courtney Williams, who was her point guard over there with the Minnesota Lynx, Skylar Diggins-Smith, who plays with the Phoenix Mercury. She used to play with Phoenix Mercury. She plays with the Seattle Storm. Alyssa Gray from the Atlanta Dream, Shakira Austin from the Washington Mystics, and Cameron Brink is their sixth player, and she was with the Los Angeles Sparks. Of course, she missed the rest of the season with a knee injury, and she won't play in these games, actually. So I wonder how that's going to shake out as far as them possibly adding a seventh person. We'll see. But that is your roster for the Lunar Isles. Your next team, the Mist. And that's a team that's led by Breonna Stewart, Stewie. Also on that team, Dejanay Carrington. She'll be on that squad, as well as Courtney Vandersloof. And it's funny because, you know, both of the founders of this league, on their teams, they happen to have their point guards on those teams. Go figure. So that makes life a lot easier for them, that's for sure. So Courtney Vandersloot is on the squad. Jewel Lloyd, who was also a teammate of Breonna Stewart's when they were together with the Seattle Storm. Aaliyah Edwards, who played with the Washington Mystics, also a UConn alum, and then Rekia Jackson for the Los Angeles Sparks. So a nice little team they got there, the Mist. So let's move on. The Phantom. Now, this ball club has Satu Sabali on it. Now, let me just deviate for one sec. Satu Sabali actually made it known just recently, actually, that she played her last game with the Dallas Wings. She played the bulk of her career there with the Dallas Wings, actually all of her career with the Dallas Wings. But now she's a free agent. So she has determined that she played her last game as a Dallas Wing. And I see somebody saying, oh, she quit on her team. She's a free agent. How is she quitting on her team? She is free to sign with another team. So that's not quitting on your team. Sorry. Thanks for playing. But so that leads the question, where will Satu Sabali go? The leader in the clubhouse, it looks like, is the New York Liberty, who have free agent worries of their own. They have to re-sign Breonna Stewart. Courtney Vandersloot is also a free agent as well. So they already have major concerns there. To add Satu Sabali to the mix, wow, that would be something for the Liberty. And that would give you one heck of a front court with the likes of Breonna Stewart, Jonquel Jones, and Satu Sabali. Gracious. Talk about the rich getting richer. Woo, man. But, and I look at it this way. Guys, she saw her sister, Niera Sabali, who happens to be on this team, by the way, saw her win a WNBA championship. She was there for the whole thing. She watched all the games and all the things. So I'm sure in Satu's mind, she's like, yeah, I want to get a taste of that on my own. So going to a New York Liberty gives her a very great shot at doing so. And of course, you know, the worries with Satu, you know, she has a bit of an injury history. She did win Most Improved Player from last season. She's had a heck of a season in 2023. And then she missed a good chunk of she missed the first half of the 2024 season with that shoulder injury. But she came back, you know, she had to work her way in and so forth. But they did not make playoffs with her being back on the squad. It was too big of a hole for them to dig out of, to be honest. But I would say the New York Liberty is the leader in the clubhouse. Another team I might put on the radar, the Phoenix Mercury. I think that's a team that Satu could consider. More likely than not, they'll re-sign Brittany Griner. They'll keep her. They already have Natasha Cloud there. You have a Kalia Copper as well. I think the wild card in all this is Diana Taurasi. Does she come back for that 21st season? Does she do that? We'll see. But I think that because you're going to have to pay money. So maybe the money you save, if Taurasi decides to hang him up, you slide to a Satu Sabali. So I think they're a viable candidate in the race for Satu Sabali. Then another team you might want to consider, and I know it's going to sound crazy, but the Golden State Valkyrie. I think that's a team where if she wants to go to a team where it's all her very own, that would be a great place for her to land. And you could even do a sign-and trade where you get some players back. Maybe the Mercury wants somebody like a Kayla Thornton back, a seasoned veteran. You can do that, and maybe some draft picks as well, maybe another player or two. But that's a consideration as well. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility for Satu if that's the route she wants to go. If it's the route where she wants to go to a championship-winning team, then you'll consider the Liberty. Also, like I said, the Mercury, I think, is a viable option. People are saying the Indiana Fever, they still have to re-sign Kelsey Mitchell. So we'll see what happens there. I think a myriad of things can happen over there. I don't see a Satu Sabali wanting to go there. Personally, I don't see that, but could be wrong in that, but I don't see it. So, but the options are there for Satu, so we'll see what happens. So we'll leave that there. Also on the squad for the Phantom, Marina Marbury, and I just saw she just did a video with Angel Reese because, you know, the whole thing when she got traded to the Connecticut Sun was like, oh, she left because she wanted to get away from Angel Reese. People on social media are just the drama queens. And I'm talking about the men. So just drama queens. But they went on and did a video saying that, oh, no, I didn't leave because of her. I love her. And, you know, it was a love fest, whatnot. So, but Marina Marbury on this squad. Brittany Griner. She's on there as well. I'm really happy for Brittany Griner, considering what she had to deal with overseas. Now she's able to play in a league back on U.S. soil and, you know, make some nice money over here in the U.S. So I'm happy for Brittany Griner that she's able to do that here in the U.S. Also, Natasha Cloud, both players, by the way, from the Phoenix Mercury. So, you know, they can kind of have an effect on Satu while they're playing with her in this league. Also, Katie Lou Samuelson, and she played for, I believe she played last year for the Indiana Fever, if I'm not mistaken. And then Sabrina Ionescu, who, oh, by the way, was Satu Sabali's college teammate when they played for the Oregon Ducks, the University of Oregon. So, of course, you'll have that dynamic with that team. So that is your Phantom team. The Rose team is a very interesting team. It has Angel Reese on there. Let me deviate once again. People got their panties in a bunch because Angel Reese deleted her Instagram. I saw it. Stephen A. Smith did a whole segment on it, talking to a young lady. I'm drawing a blank on the name, but she was on his podcast. I believe it was last Monday, and they were talking about the whole thing with Angel Reese deleting it because she had that risque New Year's Eve outfit on. And so she took down her Instagram. But this is why you have to sit and wait when things like this happen. Angel Reese is not going away from social media. She loves social media too much to walk away from it. That was all a ploy because the very next day, she was on the cover of Vogue magazine. So that's all that was. So for Stephen A. to have this segment where he's like, oh, you know, and then he talk about the comparisons between the two. I think he just ran out of content, to be honest, because this was such a non-subject. She took down her IG only to end up on Vogue magazine. So it was like, bam. So kudos to her social media team for doing that, because it kind of, see, Angel is not a dummy. She knows how to play this social media thing. I think she relies on it too much, and she's got rabbit ears when it comes to, you know, what people say on social media, but she knows how to play the social media game. So for Stephen A. to take time out to have this arduous segment about Angel Reese and social media was a waste of time, because that's what it was pointing to. That's what she did. So Stephen A. learned social media a little better than you can make comments, but I digress. So Angel Reese is on this squad, the Rose Squad. Also on this team, Chelsea Gray of the Las Vegas Aces. And then, of course, you know Angel Reese with Chicago Sky. Brittany Sykes is on this squad of the Washington Mystics. Kalia Copper, she's on the squad as well from the Phoenix Mercury. Azra Stevens, who was with the Los Angeles Sparks. And Lexi Hull of the Indiana Fever. I say this is a pretty interesting squad. You got a squad full of dogs, that's for sure. And dogs, D-A-W-G. When you talk about Chelsea Gray, one of the most clutch players in the league, the best point guard in the league as well. Also, a Brittany Sykes. When Brittany Sykes is healthy, whoo, man, she can go after it on both ends of the court. And then Kalia Copper, you know her resume. She can give it to you both two ways as well. So you add that to Angel Reese, who's a beast on the boards. This is an interesting squad. When I saw the roster, I was like, wow, very interesting. So you have the Rose team. And then the last team is the Vinyl team. That team has Erica Ogunbowale on it of the Dallas Wings. Also Ray Burrell from the Los Angeles Sparks. An up-and-coming player, by the way. Ray Burrell really came on last season. Ryan Howard of the Atlanta Dream. Aaliyah Boston of the Indiana Fever. Jordan Canada of the Atlanta Dream. And then De'Erica Hamby, also along with Ray Burrell, teammates from the Los Angeles Sparks. Oh, by the way, the coaches of the respective team for the Aces, Andrew Wade. For the Lunar Owls, DJ Sackman. The Mists, their coach, Phil Handy. Phil Handy, we know, assistant for the Los Angeles Lakers. So he's the guy who knows LA basketball and probably knows Rekia Jackson's game well, seeing that she'll be on the team. For the Phantom, Adam Harrington. For the Rose, it'll be Nola Haynes. No, not Nola Haynes. I'm thinking of someone else. Sorry. Nola Henry. And then for the Vinyl, it will be a name we're all familiar with, Teresa Weatherspoon. So props to Teresa Weatherspoon. She's getting a shot here in this unrivaled league. So, of course, you know I'll be rooting for her. So that is your squads as far as the six teams go, guys. And you're going to have 45 games that'll be on either TNT, and TNT will have it Monday and Friday evenings. And then on Saturday, it will come on True TV. And they signed a multi-year deal with TNT. And, you know, TNT have all the different channels and so forth. So 45 games, you'll see. So big ups as far as that goes. Your broadcast team, guys, it will be Brendan Glasheen, and he'll be doing the play-by-play. And your analyst will be Lisa Leslie. Of course, this is symbolic because Lisa Leslie actually played in the first ever WNBA game. So she's doing the analyst work for the first ever Unrivaled Leagues game. So a bit of history coming full circle here. And then Kara Kusoff. And Sarah, she does amazing work. She does analyst work for the Brooklyn Nets. She also does work for the WNBA, a little college as well. One of the bright minds as far as analyst work, whether it be NBA, college, or WNBA. So very solid broadcast team here. Your sideline reporters are your usual suspects, Rose Gold Awunde, Taylor Rooks, of course, fantastic sideline reporter. She does work for the NFL. She will actually be doing a studio show for Amazon in the near future, for next season, in fact. She'll be doing an actual studio show, so big ups to Taylor Rooks. Allie LaForce, who seems like she's been doing this forever and not even aging, so she looks great. And Stephanie Reddy, who does NBA. Well, all these ladies do NBA and also WNBA kind of work to that effect. So that's your sideline reporters. Your studio show will be hosted by Lauren Jabara. She'll be the point person. She'll be the quarterback of the team. And then you'll have Candace Parker with a wealth of knowledge as far as the women's game. You know her resume, one of the top players ever to play the game. And Renee Montgomery, who also, she does a great job as far as in studio analyst work. She's been around for a while, and she has ties to the Atlanta Dream. I believe she has part ownership, or she's in the front office, something to that effect. But yeah, so that's your studio show right there, guys. So the Unrivaled League getting their ducks in a row with a solid broadcast team, solid sideline reporters, and a fine studio show. Your investors, oh man, it's a list of who's who's as far as those who's invested in this league. Yeah, Michael Phelps, he's put his money where his mouth is. Giannis Antetokounmpo, he has invested in what as well. As far as the NBA goes, Tyus Jones and his brother Trey Jones have invested in this league. And to which I say, only 3 of the 450 players in the league has invested in the Unrivaled League. What's that about? Come on, guys. You got to support these ladies. You put your money where your mouth is. I'm just saying. So there's that. Juju Watkins. Here is a college player who's put an investment in this league. So big up to Juju Watkins of USC, of course. Dawn Staley, you know, when it comes to women's basketball, she's going to put her support. She's putting her money up front for this. Also, this is just recently, guys. Coco Gauff, the tennis player. She has put money towards this league. So big up to Coco. Richard Hamilton, former NBA player, he's invested in. Joe Ingles as well, who was last with a team last season, but he's invested as well. Ashton Kutcher, that 70s show fame, the actor, he's put money towards this league. Carmelo Anthony, of course, he's a big-time supporter of women's basketball. He's invested in Gino Auriemma. That should be of no surprise to anyone as far as his investment. You know, it's two of his star players that he had when he was coaching. So, of course, he's going to support his former players, and he's doing it in a financial sense. So big ups to him. Now, as far as notable players missing from this league, they had the two wild card spots. They filled those. Sabrina Ionescu was one of those wild cards. She filled the role there. Aja Wilson, it was thought she may take one of those spots. That didn't happen. So Aja Wilson not playing in this league. Kelsey Plum, a free agent, by the way. She's not playing in this league. Also, you have Caitlin Clark. There was many overtures made to Caitlin, but she said, I want to take the off season and kind of get away from basketball and get myself ready mentally for the following season. So kudos to Caitlin. She wanted to be a part of this league, but she said, you know what, I need the break. So she's taking that break. So, props to her for that. Kelsey Mitchell, now that's a free agent for the Indiana Fever. I just mentioned her previously. She's actually overseas, guys, but she's a free agent coming up, so she's not a part of this league. Dawana Bonner, I'm surprised she wasn't a part of the league, being that her fiance, Alyssa Thomas, she's in it, so I guess she'll be watching from afar, of course, rooting for her. Brianna Jones, she's not playing in this league, guys. She's also a free agent to be for the Connecticut Sun. So very interesting that she won't be playing in this league. Jonquel Jones, I mentioned her, not playing in this league, guys. Seems like she's gone on a world tour since she's won that championship. Hey, to the winner goes the spoils. So if she wants to take a breath, I see no problem with that. So Jonquel Jones, not a part of this league. Maddie Segrist, I mentioned this name for a reason, guys. Last season with Satu Sabali sidelined, she was really coming on, guys. In fact, I thought there was a great chance of her winning Most Improved Player, but she had that finger injury that put her out for quite a few games, so that kind of sidelined her. I looked for her to kind of fill that gap now that Satu said she's moving on. I look for Maddie Segrist. I think this year she will make that push towards Most Improved Player. I definitely see that for the Dallas Wings. And another Dallas Wing I'm surprised not playing, Tierra McCowan. She's their big over there. I'm surprised she's not a part of this league. Maybe she's overseas as well. I know Kalani Brown, she likes to go overseas, and she usually dominates when she goes over there. But Tierra McCowan, not a part of this league. So, and then you have some others like Alicia Clark for the Las Vegas Aces. Also, Sid Colson, they usually play in the Athletes United League, which is also a 3-on-3, by the way. So they're part of that league, but they're not part of this one. So that is your pretty much all as far as the Unrivaled League goes. If I had to make a guess, As far I like the like I said, I like the Rose team. I like the Miss. Like I said, Brianna, she stacked the deck for her, getting her point guard, a former teammate of hers, and Jewel Lloyd, also a do-it-all player, and DeJounte Carrington, Leah Edwards, Rekia Jackson, so she got some young bodies there as well. I like their chances. Who else I like? I think the Lakers could be a problem. When you got Alyssa Thomas there, I don't rule her out. Her game, the way her game is structured, I don't rule her out. Maybe the Lunar Owls with LaFisha Collier. Yeah, because she's going to have her point guard there, and she's going to have a couple of fine guards, and Alyssa Gray and Skylar Diggins-Smith. I think the only thing that'll hurt them is they won't have that sixth player, so we'll see what happens there. But, so those are some of the teams that I like. Phantom could creep in there when you have the combination of a Sabrina Ionescu and Santu Sabali. Still kind of leery because Sabrina had that hand surgery. So I would, if I was the coach over there, I'd treat her with kid gloves. So we'll see what happens as far as that goes. But that is it pretty much, guys. As far as talking about this Unrivaled League, I look forward to watching. I'm going to carve out some time and watch and see what they got going on over there. But definitely kudos to them. And Brittany Griner said something that I found very interesting. She said that, you know, because things are coming up roses for the Unrivaled League thus far. And she said, you know, if this is a success, this may put some pressure upon the Players Association over there for the WNBA and in the league as well to, you know, y'all got to step your game up and do right by these players. So I think what happens here can have an adverse effect on that league. So we'll see what happens. But again, I'm looking forward to it. I definitely want to check some games out. And I suggest you guys, if you love women's basketball, I understand you still have the college game, which is heating up, by the way. It's looking great so far, the college game. But also, too, if you're able, you can check out these ladies as well. All right, guys, so that's it for that. I thank you for listening, as always. All Things Basketball with GD.com is the website. There you see all my support buttons. You see all my episodes and so forth. Support the show, guys. You see the scroll there. I meant to mention it in the beginning. The scroll has my email and all the support that you give to the show. Also, you can just go to the website and go to the support page. You'll see it there. Spotify, Buy Me a Coffee, PayPal. My Cash App is in the scroll. GD, that sports dude. That's $GD, that sports dude. That's how you contribute to the show. Also, guys, YouTube, I'm there as well. Like the videos wherever you see them. Podcast platforms, like them wherever you see those. Great reviews, guys. 5 stars, please. 5 stars. And as far as social media go, it's going to be some tenuous times when this month is done, depending what happens with TikTok and you hear all the other things. So Instagram, that's my weapon of choice right now. I also do Blue Sky. Also, LinkedIn, I'll put my episodes up there as well. Twitter, not there. Facebook, I'm pretty much ready to shut that down too, as far as that goes. So, you know, YouTube and my website, that's going to be the thing, guys. That's going to be where I want to drive most of my, as far as listeners, all all my listeners, all that follow this show, I want to drive them there and not rely on the socials as much with all the changes that's coming down the pipe. So once again, thank you for listening, guys. Your listenership is important. Of course, I have the week 12 recap. That'll be the next thing you see, guys. All right. So with that said, I thank you for listening. We'll talk soon. Take care.